As we close, many of you know that this morning is a difficult time for all of us. Tom and Joyce, this is their last Sunday with us, and it's always an honor and a privilege to have Tom next to me at the table. And they've been in the church for over 40 years, almost 40 years. We're not counting. But Joyce, you want to come down here? I just want to surround you guys in prayer. And then don't rush off. We have cake in the dining room, so come and join us for some time of fellowship. I know we shared together at our life group on Friday night, but I think it's appropriate the deacons gather around you as well. Do you want to share something? You can.
Many, many thoughts have gone through my head over the last couple of months, and but they all are around people and the Spirit of God that we've felt here. So many memories, so many times, so many special times together with people. We've laughed, we've cried, we've shared together, we've lived life together. You've helped raise our 5 children. I know many of you taught children, our children, carried them back and forth for meetings, and just been a blessing. You are, many of you, the reason our children are who they are. And we're so grateful for that. You've just been such a blessing, each one. And, you know, some of you we know better than others. And that makes me sad to think there are people that I don't really know well that have been members of this church for a long time. So I just encourage you, get to know each other even more. Fellowship together. You see somebody you don't know well, just say hi. Share your lives with each other. Love. Forgive when forgiveness is needed. Lift up and encourage. Give hope to each other. Give life through Jesus Christ. So grateful. We've grown here. But I can honestly say in the last 5 years, I personally have grown much more in my spiritual walk than in the 35 years before. So I'm so thankful. So thankful. Bless you all. The Lord guide you and guard you, keep you in His ways. We'll think of you often. We'll be back. You're not totally rid of us, but you'll always be in our hearts. Thank you.
Let's gather around you. You want to step forward a bit so we can. And it's interesting that Tom and Joyce have really become spiritual moms and dads to so many, and to Debbie and I very much so. And it was the Lord's blessing to me personally. My dad passed away about 8 months before I began here at Grace Point. And the Lord gave me Tom, and that's been such a special blessing to me. And so Joyce always reminds me that I'm the same age as her children, and there's no coincidence there. So we love you guys. Let's pray together. Lord, we do thank you, and we commend Tom and Joyce to you. Lord, you speak highly of them. You know them. And you love them. And Lord, we want to commend them and speak highly of them because of their humility, of their service, of their desire just to please you. Lord, they're such great role models to us. And Lord, even in that humility, they're fully aware of their failings, but Lord, they're role models because they've walked this life out following you. And so, Lord, we pray that as we send them now to Telequa, that it would be a mission field for them. Lord, we're not losing them, we're sending them. And we will always have a part of us with them and they with us. And Lord, as they go, may they get a bigger picture of what you're calling them to and what you're calling them to do. Lord, I pray for good health for them. I pray for strength and endurance and your blessing over every step of their way. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.